Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Grizzly Bear Bets podcast on the Grizzly Bear Blues Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chase Bobbitt. Today is Monday, January 16th, 2023. We are back for the next episode of the podcast. Big thank you to Matt Gill, as always, for stepping in for the Pacers game this past weekend. I had something come up last minute, wasn't able to record, so I hope you guys enjoyed his swing on things, enjoyed his picks, and we're right back into it tonight for the game against the Suns. Obviously, big news from that Pacers game was a Ja Morant dunk that's kind of taken the world by storm. So, recap that game a bit. I didn't make any picks for the game, so not much to talk about. But quickly discuss that game before getting into this game tonight against the Suns. Obviously, Grizzlies' win streak is the main talk of the town, main talk of the NBA right now, as they are the hottest team in the league, currently sitting in second place in the Western Conference and rattling off nine straight wins. Actually, the last time they did lose a game was the game against the Suns on the 27th, 28th of December, I believe it was. And since then, again, nine straight wins since that Toronto game on the 29th. So, Grizzlies, hottest team in the NBA right now. Suns are struggling greatly, currently sitting at 11th in the Western Conference with a losing record of 21-23. So, I think this is a good opportunity for the Grizzlies to pick up a win and continue their race towards the top of the Western Conference. So, like I said, the Grizzlies beat the Indiana Pacers 130-112 in Indiana on Saturday. Big news there again. Ja Morant dunk was crazy, took the world by storm. But besides that, Memphis did cover the 7.5 point spread. Over 241 hit as well. So Memphis, you know, led throughout the whole game. We're up by 8 after the first quarter. We're up by 16 at halftime and then continue to win every quarter. And, you know, basically from start to finish, controlled that whole game. Obviously, the Pacers with a bunch of injury concerns, including Tyrese Halliburton, but can only play who's in front of you. Grizzlies get a very good win in Indiana to continue this win streak and continue on their hot, you know, run of form. Ja Morant tonight at the moment is currently listed as a game time decision, so we'll probably start this recording and then pick it back up when we kind of get some better understanding of who's going to play, who's not. Ja Morant is listed as day to day, as well as John Conchar, who's ill. It says illness. And then for the Phoenix Suns, I can just go all day for their injury report. You have Chris Paul out. You have Cameron Payne, Devin Booker, and Cam Johnson all out with Landry Shamet listed as day-to-day. So with all those injury news, with everything that's been going on with these Suns recently, you currently have the line set at -10.5 in favor of the Grizzlies. Grizzlies' money line is -530, and the over-under is set at 229.5. Like I said before, we saw these two teams play recently. We saw them play back-to-back. I mean, not back-to-back. We saw them play in a very short span of time. Recently in December, the Grizzlies beat the Suns in Phoenix 125-100, and then Memphis lost to the Suns in Memphis. I was at that game, very frustrating game to watch considering the amount of players that were out for the Suns at the time. Phoenix won 125-108 as an 8-point underdog, covering obviously the 8-point spread. But we see the Grizzlies now in a great run of form. Obviously, they've won each of their last 16 home games against a team that held a losing record. And on top of that, just the fact that the Suns are so depleted, you expect the Grizzlies to pick up a win tonight. So, as I said, Grizzlies covered the last game against the Pacers, taking their against the spread record to 21-20-1, which is 13th best in the NBA. So actually, considering how they started the season towards the bottom half of the NBA in against the spread records, they started to rattle off a good amount of covers in a row. They did have that recent streak that they didn't cover. I think it was Orlando, Utah, San Antonio. They didn't cover in any of those games, so that was frustrating. But finally back on the right track there with a cover against the Spurs, or against the Pacers. For the Suns, they're currently 22-21-1 against the spread, 15th best in the NBA, but they are struggling as a whole. Obviously, the last five games, they've lost four of those games. Only game they did pick up was a win against the Golden State Warriors, which was a very impressive win because that was a game that Steph Curry was back in the lineup. But since then, we saw them lose to the Minnesota Timberwolves the other night. We saw them lose to the Denver Nuggets, get blown out by the Denver Nuggets, almost lost by 30. And they also lost, you know, a plethora of games against the Cavs twice, the Heat, the Knicks. I mean, the list goes on and on. They've only won one game since that game against the Grizzlies on the 27th. So you have two teams going in completely opposite directions, and that makes for a matchup tonight that I think the Grizzlies should be able to handle. Not even going to overthink it. Whether or not Ja Morant plays, I think, is honestly irrelevant to the result of this game. I think we'll wait for some player props just because if he plays, obviously those player props are going to move in different directions. But just off the bat, we're taking Grizzlies minus 10.5. A great result on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I was at the game last year that I think they played the Raptors. It was like a 3:00 tip-off and ended up being, you know, sold out. I didn't expect so many people to be there. It was actually a great environment. I expect something similar tonight in Memphis with the connection to the holiday, with the connection of Dr. Martin Luther King for unfortunate reasons, but still a part of history, and the fact that the NBA world will basically be all focused on the Grizzlies tonight when that game tips off. So with all that being said, the over-under is currently set at 229.5. These two teams, again, have played twice this season. We saw the over-under in the first game at 224.5, and that game went over. Then we saw the under 226.5 hit 4 days before that. So tonight at 229.5, honestly, I like the over more, the fact that each of the Grizzlies' last six games have gone over the total points. Again, I know that, you know, with the Ja Morant news being in the air, not really knowing how that's going to play out, it's kind of scary to take an over when your top scorer may not be in the lineup, but I still think that the Grizzlies will score enough points, honestly, to get this over. It's not that high of an over, and I expect the over to hit here. Whether or not Ja Morant plays, I think, is irrelevant to the Grizzlies being able to score a lot of points. The Grizzlies are ranked 6th in the NBA in points a game at 117.1. And the Suns did just score 116 points against the Timberwolves the other night, and the Timberwolves did put 121 on them, but I expect the Grizzlies to put up even more as the Suns are just so depleted. I think the Grizzlies will have their way with the offense, you know, and score at will, the same way that we saw against the Pacers the other night. So I'm going to go very simple, very chalk here. I'm going to go Grizzlies minus 10.5 and over 229.5 as the plays. Going into some player props now. Obviously, we're waiting on the news with Ja Morant before we get too deep into it. But looking on the Sun side, we can definitely make some picks there since that injury report is set in stone. Mikal Bridges over 16.5 points is one that I'm looking at to start, and one that I think I'm going to make my play of the game for tonight. So over 16.5 points for Mikal Bridges is going to be my play of the game. He's going to play a lot of minutes, obviously, without Chris Paul in the lineup and DeAndre Ayton. I think he's going to struggle tonight against Steven Adams down low. I like Bridges, who had 24 points in that last game I mentioned against the Timberwolves with basically no one else playing. Bridges is the only guy that's going to have any kind of offensive, you know, dependence or firepower for them, and he scored over that 16.5 mark in two of his last three games, only game being against the Nuggets. He didn't. He only played 30 minutes in that game since it was such a blowout. He had 26 against the Warriors on the 10th. So I like Mikal Bridges over 16.5 points as my play of the game and also as the first prop for the night. Looking at some other players, obviously I mentioned Steven Adams. His over-under is set at 9.5 points and 11.5 rebounds. So looking at the way that Steven Adams has performed recently, I'm going to go over 11.5 rebounds tonight for Steve-O. He's hit this total in six of his last eight games. Granted, against the Pacers, he did not hit that. Only played 22 minutes, which is the lowest we've seen in that bunch. And then against the Suns, he had 11 the first time these two teams played, 9 in the last time, but again, didn't play much minutes in either of those games. So I expect Steve-O to get back on track with the rebounding, one of the best rebounders in the NBA and the best offensive rebounder in the NBA. So I like Steven Adams to go over 11.5 rebounds tonight as my next play. Looking at his points, though, I would probably go under the points. It's at 9.5 right now. Granted, he has hit that in the last three games, the two games that he played against the Suns this season. He had 6 points in both those games. So I like the under Steven Adams' points at 9.5 and over Steven Adams' rebounds at 11.5. So I think Steve-O plays a big part in this game, but not as a scorer. And for that reason, those are the two leans I have. Next, we're going to go Desmond Bane over 2.5 threes. Obviously, he has been a lot better recently since coming back from that toe injury. I think with or without Ja Morant is irrelevant with this because Desmond Bane is his own offensive enforcer. I think he's someone at this point that doesn't rely on Ja Morant to get his points, to get his buckets. I think regardless of whether Ja Morant plays, Desmond Bane is going to get his. 5-for-11 from three the other night in Indiana, had over 2.5 threes in the last four games. And granted, he did not hit this in either of the games he played against the Suns so far this season. He was just coming back from the injury at that point, and since then we've seen an uptick in Desmond Bane production, and I think he's going to get over 2.5 threes tonight as he continues to find his shooting rhythm. So I really like Desmond Bane over 2.5 threes. Right now you can get his point total at 20.5 with the Ja Morant news still up in the air, so I think you can get good value here if you get it at the right point, especially for whatever reason Ja Morant doesn't play in this game. I think either way, Desmond should be able to get this 20.5 mark, but I would probably wait to see the Ja Morant news before taking a stab at that, because I think you could be on the wrong side of that if it were to go the other way. You have Desmond Bane assists is currently listed at 3.5. I think that's something that if Ja Morant doesn't play as well, you could get a lot of value in. He has gotten three in the last two games, but obviously that game in Utah that Ja Morant didn't play in, you saw him get a career-high 9 assists. So I think Desmond Bane, wait on that. If you can get Desmond Bane at 3.5 with no Ja Morant, I think there's good value there as well. So now we'll go into some team props. Obviously, with the Ja Morant news still looming, I know I keep saying it, but I want to make sure I also get this podcast out in enough time for you guys to make the play since it is an early tip. So we'll just go without Ja Morant for now, and then if something were to happen in the next couple minutes when I'm recording, I'll add some Ja Morant plays. But I think either way, these won't be affected. The first one is Memphis Grizzlies team total over 120.5 at -110 for the over. The Grizzlies have hit this in the last six games. Dating back to New Year's Day against the Sacramento Kings, they had 118, but since then they've rattled off over 120 points in their last six, and the first time that they played Phoenix, they put up 125 on the Suns. I expect the Grizzlies to continue on this offensive streak, offensive firepower with or without Ja, as I keep saying, and I like the Grizzlies over 120.5 points team total there. Looking at the first quarter, we have Grizzlies -3.5. That is a lot, so I'm going to stay away from the first quarter money line, but what I will do is go over 55.5 first quarter total points to go along with the over for the game. So over 55.5 first quarter points, over 120.5 Grizzlies team total. And really with that, I think that's a good bulk of plays, a good bulk of bets to make for the game tonight. Make sure to get this out, as I said, in enough time for you guys to make the plays for the night and wait on the Ja Morant news, because I don't think any of these plays that I've given will be affected by Ja Morant's status. So thank you guys, as always, for listening. I appreciate it. We'll be back soon for the Grizzlies' next game, which will be on the Cleveland Cavaliers on the 18th, which will be a good test for the Grizzlies, assuming they are still on this win streak. So as always, thank you guys for listening. Make sure to follow the Twitter at GrizzBearBets. I'll be live tweeting the game tonight and the plays as they go on. Make sure to follow my personal Twitter at ChaseBobbitt9. And as always, make sure to follow the Grizzly Bear Blues Twitter at SBN Grizzlies for a bunch of great Grizzly-related content. So I'll see you guys on Wednesday, and have a good one. Thank you.